episode 8 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on May 5th, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Our episode today is what we refer to as a flashlight episode. For those of you new to Nightlight Stories or returning listeners who need a quick reminder, a flashlight episode is shorter than other episodes, but we think you'll find them just as illuminating. We also are excited to announce that this episode is sponsored by Manhattan Toy. They have generously donated an Ottima Blocks pickup truck to one lucky winner. Stay tuned after the story for details on how to enter for a chance to win. The story The I'm Sorry Truck was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What is something that you do that makes you feel special? The I'm Sorry Truck by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Tucker the truck always felt so ordinary. He saw all the other trucks around him doing so many special things that made people feel happy. Bill the bulldozer pushed piles of rocks and stone to make people's homes and buildings. Rodney the roller smoothed out the roads so people could drive safely and smoothly. Barry the backhoe dug deep trenches to put in water pipes. Tucker didn't do anything like the other trucks. He was so ordinary. He just drove around at night when everyone was asleep, picking up words left outside people's houses. When his load was full, he would bring the words to the recycling center, where his best friend, Cal the Crane, would unload them. When his back was empty, Cal would load Tucker up with newly recycled words so that he could deliver them back to the houses. One early morning, just as Tucker was dropping off his last load, Cal said, "Good morning, Tucker! Boy, did you have a big load to bring to the recycling center last night!" "Yes," replied Tucker sadly. "I always have large loads, but it's not a very important job."
"What are you talking about?" cried Cal.
"Your haul is the most important of all the trucks." Tucker looked confused. "All I do is pick up words, bring them to the recycling center, and deliver the recycled words back to the houses. I don't do anything to make people happy." Cal looked stunned.
"You don't just pick up any words. You pick up all of the I'm sorrys that people have said to each other throughout the day."
Tucker looked in his mirrors to see a particularly large I'm sorry dangling from the hook of Cal's crane.
"The recycling center turns all those I'm sorrys into the three words that make people happier than anything else in this entire world," Cal explained.
Tucker felt silly because he had never seen the words he picked up or dropped off. What three words was Cal talking about? Tucker wondered. Tucker waited anxiously. His eyes were glued to his mirrors as Cal swung his crane around to pick up the new words. Tucker was really excited to find out what three words could make so many people happy. As soon as Cal dropped the words onto his back, Tucker finally understood what his friend was talking about. "I am special after all," Tucker thought to himself as he revved his engine. He couldn't wait to bring all those people the three words that would make them the happiest. "I love you." We hope you enjoyed the story. As I mentioned before the story, Manhattan Toy is generously donating an Ottima Blocks pickup truck to one lucky winner. Feel free to check out www.manhattantoy.com to see what an Ottima Blocks pickup truck is and what they're all about. To enter the contest, leave a comment on the blog about something that you do that makes you feel special. It's that simple. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Krista S., Sophia S., Jenna G., Kaylee, and Kelsey G. We hope your day sparkled. If you want to be part of getting a Nightlight birthday wish, send us an email at nightlightstories@gmail.com. Please send us your first name and last name initial only, along with your age and date of your birthday. There are no age limits. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.